Okay, thanks for your warm welcome. I'd like to talk about the INDEC project, or how the EU cultivates surveying techniques. My presentation will bring a very curious project to light, because they wish to, or they try to operate in the shadows. Something about me. I'm Silva Jonik. I studied computer science at the Technical University of Berlin, focus on computer science and society and software engineering. The last years I work in the subject of IT security, and yeah, since last year I'm a freelance consultant for this subject. I'm also a board member of the FIF. It's a forum for IT professionals for peace and social responsibility, so we really come in peace. And yeah, our organization is an NGO founded in 1984, and we are some about 700 members. What's all about? INDEC creates the technical basis for data monster or database feeded from the virtual and real life sources. The project is just a small part of all, overall political security strategy, with which is very misanthropic, and yeah, see the citizen as a potential risk. And yeah, the project is, yeah, or can be diagnosed as too big for one boot, concerning their goals and the dimension of surveillance they will develop during the project. My talk is about, yeah, what are the objectives and the participants of INDEC, what's the project scope. I will talk about a very curious ethical commission, and I will bring INDEC in the context of the European Union security strategy. We talk about some legal aspects and the effects and consequences of the project's output, and then what we can do, what's the next. Yeah, what means INDEC? INDEC means intelligent information system supporting observation, searching, and detection of for security of citizens in urban environment. The main objective is to increase the effectiveness of operational police work in national and on European level. And they will develop new surveillance techniques, but they also use and combine existing surveillance technologies. The project started in 2009, very, very silent, with a budget of 4 million euro and running for 5 years. There are a lot of further projects funded by the same sponsored by the same framework, research framework. The overall budget for security projects are 1.4 billion euro, and there are more than 60 projects. The project itself consists of 17 institutes from 9 EU countries, and there are 2 police departments work with them, one from Poland and the other from Northern Ireland, and there are university and private companies. And there is a special guest, it's a consultant, it's the Federal German Police, the BKA. I added the list of participants, but it is not so important now. What do they develop? Yeah, one of the main objectives is to add decision-making abilities to cameras and sensors to detect automatically detection of abnormal behavior and violence. This is accomplished by artificial intelligence-based models. So the cameras can do or should do a pre-selection of objects and scenes of crimes and transmit to a central station and to police on in the field so that they can act more faster. The police will not use only public cameras, they will also use private cameras from airports, railway stations, and from many companies. The model they develop is a bit curious. I will come later on it because what they published in their papers do not fit to the objectives they claimed in their official goals. The police of the future will also use drones with CCTV cameras and sensors. These cameras are also equipped with the same detection software as the cameras on floor. The picture shows a big drone, and such a drone is at the moment not allowed or to fly because there is no concession. This is the project, but they don't develop the drones, but the communication infrastructure for, so that the drone can communicate with the police on, in the field and with the control station. Besides the project, there are existing a lot of further projects concerning on the use of drones in urban and crowded environments, so that it will become true in the near future that they can use drones here in Germany or elsewhere in the EU. What do they else? Another subproject deals with the automatic tracking of mobile objects. This feature is necessary to follow an object in a wide area. All information from different cameras will be merged in the control center and then are distributed to further cameras on air and in the floor. Because of the face object recognition, moving persons can be tracked automatically. Altogether, we have a full meshed network with drones, with police in the field, with some nodes in the middle, and with a control center. And this network will be developed by the German PSE. It's a software house, and they build up this meshed network. They used two communication protocols, XMPP with signaling and SOAP extension and TSL for control data and for the multimedia data they use SRTP. and the UDP protocol for more effectiveness. They will also survey the cyberspace. They will use autonomous agents crawling websites, social networks, online forums, and blogs. They will listen to communication chats, and they will read email. They also will use a Trojan horse to pick up information or data from private PCs. And in Germany, the Constitutional High Court just stopped this practice and proclaimed a constitutional right for data confidentiality and integrity. And yeah, now we have a new harm by such malware. They will use it again. Also, INDEC picked up information from communication providers and from telecommunication companies. It's a big data retention, also berated illegal by the High Court, and now they come again with the same fucking things of the European on the European level back. They also will use flight records, rail tickets, social security data. They will use data from intelligence services. So it's a big, big database they built up. The next step is to combine both worlds. In the one world, or not in the one world, we have cameras which observing persons, and in the other world we have a big database for dangerous people, and if some object is recognized, they can compare the pictures and they know who is the man or the woman on the picture in the real world. So they hope. Because it doesn't work so good as they think, they have a special button. They use a special system, it's called ICE system. And this system is in web page, and you can make a register on this website, and then you can see the live stream of London CCTV cameras. And if you see or notice a crime, you can have a notify button, and a supervisor get a message in the stream. And if this report is correct, the informer get a financial reward. You can get money. You can earn money now, or better not. For this reason, they use watermarks, and so that the people can't see the real faces or a number plate or anything else. In the end, by concurrence, these components become a mighty tool for surveillance and probably for repression, because, they're watching us or you most time of your life. Yeah, the Ethical Commission is very, very special. The commission is headed by Assistant Chief Constable Drew Harris of the Police Service Northern Ireland. In this function, he is responsible, amongst others, for organized crime, major investigations team, intelligence services, and special forces. He also is the head of the resort Hate Crime in the British Association of Chief Police Officer. The control body is Sulema Rothborough, and she is his personal assistant. So the ethical commission is headed by a hardliner and controlled by his right hand. But at least they added a new member, Mr. Tom Sorrell. He's a researcher on global ethics, and he still starts his work. But whatever this means. Further, members are not known, or more or less not known. The Parliament, the EU Parliament, started a request about the formation of the ethical commission, and the project denied it, arguing with data protection, and they are not obligated to reveal this information. So only the three members are known officially. The officially claimed function of the ethical commission is to assure the legality of the project in process, but there is no ethical or legal validation of the project outcome, output, or project results. But all documents produced in the project have to be approved by the ethical commission before publishing. And this mandatory approval is misused, is definitely misused for censoring and censoring documents and results. In fact, we realized that they published documents and after a while they are deleted. There was an advertising movie which was deleted. For a few time, the ethical paper, also guideline, was deleted. The last one is republished, but the advertising video is, we have it. The participants have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. This leads to a lack of critical discourse in research or in society. And this is not freedom of research, but it is an instrument of politics. Legal assessment. If the project becomes true and is on live, data are collected without the data subject's knowledge. Mass surveillance is carried out of persons who are not dangerous. Data are collected without designation of purpose. And since the principle of data protection is only referred to the project processed, or the information processed in the course of the project, data economy or the subject rights to access or erasure are ignored. To the safety, air safety, as I mentioned, in the moment in urban environments, it's forbidden to use any or this kind of drones. But in Great Britain, they want to change the law for the Olympic Games in 2012. And the government, the Parliament of Great Britain, has announced that they will agree and allow drones if they have changed the right as a law in Great Britain. And also in Germany, they plan to change the Bundesluftfahrtverordnung. Combating crime has higher priority than personality rights. In the context of the European security policy, the Europol law and the INDEC project are perfect complements. They fit together. Index delivers a technical platform, and the Europol law delivers a legal framework, or the legal framework. This law became effective in the beginning of 2010, and like the SWIFT agreement, the Europol law was waived so through. None too soon, the Lisbon agreement became effective. And so the parliament wasn't involved actively in the process of forming this law, and so the parliament has nearly right to be informed by Europol, because by law, Europol isn't obligated to inform nearly anyone as long as they act operational. But Europol acts only operational, so you have no right to be informed. Neither the parliament nor other. With this, so the Europol become a very strong institution. Beside many other aspects, it is allowed to transmit police information to not in detail defined corporations in non-EU states. So if some state asks for information, they will get it. The next aspect is important for Germany only. Europol will work with only one authority per nation. And at the moment, they have plans to join the German BKA and the Bundespolizei. And the answer is yes, they join it because the Bundespolizei has also access or direct access to the database of Europol. So if you remember, the project objectives is to increase the effectiveness of police operation on national and European level. And remember, the research project is influenced by people with a law and order mentality. And there is no independent instance which is authorized to control there. So more and more, the European Union grow up to a society which is focused on strengths of executive authorities at the expense of legislative and judicative authorities. But INDECT not only gets information from many databases, they also fill up central databases, such as Schengen Information System and the Visa Information System. And INDECT also supports the EU and Border Protection Agency Frontex. And the big question is, will EU give up retention of telecommunication data just by facing constitutional illegality in the member states? Yeah, come back to the model developed by INDECT. They made interviews and asked 200 Polish police officers and what they think, what is suspicious. And the answers and the published answers are very funny. It's loitering at the railway station, but not in the park. It's running at the airport. Very, very strange. What would you do if you are late and you want to capture a plane? Are you walking very slowly? Also, they want to detect children bothering adults, or they want to detect helpless people lying on the floor. This is published officially. But it has nothing to do with the main objectives of the project. But there is a censorship, and so the main document is not published. Besides, such a model to detect of abnormal behavior is discriminatory. And the higher density of control confirms exactly the prejudice the models are based on. And in crisis, it can be highly dangerous for affected person. As you probably remember, there were a Brazilian guy shut down after the tube bomb attack in London. And the problem was he was looking French and he wore in a stuffed winter jacket in summer. And if the models are as good as this, Begründung, okay, then good night. Technical impact. Technology and artifacts can be exported to repressive states, e.g. in the EU, now Hungary. There is a big profit interest for private companies to sell their goods, so yeah, the technology will go its way. And as it has shown, export control failed even with nuclear weapons. There is an intermediating effect of surveillance technology, the psychological pressure to adapt one's behavior and to avoid being conspicuous is very big. There's a big danger of being over-compliant after having experienced repression. And yeah, wielding that much power leads to its abuse. And it's cultivating a suspicious, this way creates additional levels of dominations, controlling the authorities, paramilitary security forces, and so on. Outlook. Okay, known plans. More or less, they plan test of technologies during the Olympic Games and the European Championship in Poland. And this is very curious. They published a paper with a request from the EU Parliament. They ask, do they run a test during the European Football Championship? And INDEC answers first. The project has the permission to run tests at one stadium in Poland, but then in the next sentence they deny a test because they have no plans. But few sentences later they claim contacts have been established with the Gdansk Airport and the Baltic Arena Stadium with a view to undertake some testing at this location. And they also proclaim that they won't use within tests any personal data without the prior written consent of individual. So in one paper, they say yes, no, yes, no. So, but yeah. And as I mentioned, the British government plan to change the law so that they can probably use drones during the Olympic Games in London. They will also use it for rebellion, civil war, hooligans, okay, it's for EM, flash mobs and demonstration. Probably they will use it for big political events, G8 summit or security conference, for big events, concerts, love parade, Oktoberfest. And maybe we have a new program for unemployed people. They get only money if after they successfully notify a number of suspicious persons or crimes. The future of INDECT, completely autonomous drones, and the use of RFID for tracking mobile objects by making obligation to wear your e-pass. Yeah, what's the conclusion? the project results is anti-democratic and considers citizens as potential risk for the EU. Preventive without cost collection and processing of information as possible without tangible suspicion. A project that is funded by the EU taxpayers is subject to secrecy and censorship. They grow up a snooping Leviathan with a new quality of data collection through more and more strongly connected information, dubious automated pre-selection and filtering of tapped information resources. And part of the EU security policy is concentration of competences and shift of power to the executive. Europol is no longer serve only data exchange, it become an investigation authority. What to do? Yes, support our or any anti-campaign to inform about INDECT. INDECT must be famous. Everybody should know what INDECT are. No censorship and secret on any tax-funded projects. And we have to analyze project results very critically, and we have to make a technological impact assessment. We have to look for alternatives, and we should make demand on judicial investigations, claim data protection, raise constitutional complaint. At the moment, we plan a campaign to write a letter to each member of the European Parliament asking for their opinion about INDECT. Okay. Thank you for your attention. And
questions loud again. Hello, Jan Terkacz, University of Krakow, Poland. It was interesting to listen to your presentation, to know a lot of new things about INDECT, what INDECT does. It is especially more interesting that I was not aware about it, even if I'm in the project from the beginning. From the beginning of when the description of work was elaborated, so we would need to go slide by slide to discuss every slide and to see.
You are welcome to come to our. We have a stand outside.
No, I would like to discuss it here.
Okay. Yes.
So sure. Just in this presentation, you mentioned that we will use private cameras. This is not true. We'll use only public cameras, existing cameras, so no new cameras are planned to be used. There are other different misleading informations, like that we are collecting security information, that we are about to provide infrastructure for SIS or VIS. Can you hear me? Okay, maybe it's better now. Secondly, we don't collect private information without consent. So every person that participates to trials needs to sign informed consent.
During the project, but after?
After that's responsibility of regulatory authorities. Yes, we are responsible for that. For the technical part. But we are also providing tools for protecting privacy, like hiding people's faces. And there's a lot of information that I could transfer about project, but there is not enough time here, and I don't want to bore you. So we are answering any questions that are coming to the project, and we are not hiding anything. I guess I don't see any other project that has so many technical deliverables on web page as our project. I would say it is much above the average. So the accusation that we are trying to hide something, it's to be polite, far from correct. Well, there's a lot of inconsistencies in the presentation, but I don't want to bore you. If you are interested, please contact us. The information is open, so it is indexed Project EU.
The other thing is that although many of the technical details may be public, how this technology is used or is planned to be used is absolutely not public.
Yeah, why not?
What is not public is information that can be dangerous for efficiency of police. So, well, yes. For instance, what encryption standards police uses, you don't expect that police would disclose it. I would say that only a few percent of deliverables are not public or restricted. Most of deliverables are public.
But not so important.
What is not important?
The model of abnormal behavior. What you published or what is published is really funny. Loitering at the railway station, running at the airport. How stupid is it? Sorry, but what do I, if I'm late on airport, I ran. What else? And it is suspicious?
Another not precise information that you have given. It is not only Polish police that was questioned. Also, police service of Northern Ireland was questioned. So,
yeah, but only
the results of the
questionnaire are also public.
So it is again another information that was not true in your presentation. And what is significant that persons who because it's not the first presentation like this, who don't give true information, don't bother to contact the project itself with the questions before trying to answer questions that they state themselves.
Okay.
I have a question. Excuse me.
Sorry, I don't want to steal your show, but...
No, you don't do it.
Well, anyway, what kind of civil control do you preview for your project?
Project does not... one of the misunderstandings is that project, it is not planned or it is not scheduled to give a real working product installed in streets. Only prototypes... sorry? The project was evaluated from ethical point of view before it started. I don't know if this part of answer to your question. That means, external panel of experts, external from project, external from EU, evaluated the project from the ethical point of view. Besides, every year we need to provide report on ethical issues. To European Commission. Besides, you are monitored by project which is responsible for ethical issues. This is the TECTER project. You can find it on the webpage. So this is a project which has for objective monitoring projects like us, which provide tools for security objectives. What else? The project will undergo midterm and end project review, which will also take into consideration ethical issues. I don't know if it answers your question. Not quite.
So I'm just wondering whether I got you right. You said you're making this project for quite some millions. I don't just remember the numbers. It was 15 millions of euros, I think.
Yes.
And but not for getting anything real running in real world, but just for research and a proposal. Maybe the commission takes it, maybe it doesn't. And For you, it would be a successful outcome of the project if the commission says, oh, well, nice try, but we don't, and
it's okay.
No.
That's it.
No. First, if you know, this is INDECT is a part of seven framework program of European Union. So it is a research program. So it is not a commercial program. So no commercial products are expected as the
but
outcome.
But there's nearly no research inside of the project. It's all development. The most things are not new, and the only thing you do is to combine different and existing surveying technologies, and you build up an infrastructure, and this infrastructure, the meshed node net, is developed by PSE, and it is a commercial company.
I have a question. If you really do just research without any practical impact, what you're doing, why do you hide things then?
Yeah.
Why is there a risk that some secrets you develop there might be published then? Where is the academic discussion on what you are researching? Yeah. So research means that you just ask for things and that you deliver answers to the public who pays you.
Why do you claim that we are hiding things? First question is as an answer to your question. Well, we are organizing open international conferences. Well, we have organized one last year. We are organizing another one in May or June next year. It is open to public. Everybody is welcome. There is time for discussing every work packages, every tools that are elaborated in the project. Nothing is hidden. You can ask any questions.
And you
are welcome.
Will no answer. Will no get the answer.
That's your opinion.
What's the answer? What's about the questions of the European Parliament?
What was the question with the European Parliament?
The formation of the Ethical Commission. The formation? The members of the Ethical Commission.
Yes, and
they asked for, and the project denied.
I don't. Could you please formulate the question that I could answer it clearly?
The European Parliament asked for the member of the full member of the Ethical Commission, and they don't get an answer.
This is public information who are members. That was another misleading information in your presentation.
Yes,
the list of the ethics members is full. No, there are 10 members, and all names are public.
The names at the public paper? Published paper?
They are public. Sorry? I can give it to you now if you want.
May I also ask a question? You, for example, said that an ethical commission has just reviewed the project and found that everything is okay. I think that this ethical review is kind of misused as a rectification for a project that no one has said really okay to from the EU citizens. So basically, no one really wants that if you ask the citizens. So I think nearly every project which is funded by the EU has some kind of ethical review. So yes, this is a standard procedure, and you use this procedure to rectify a project as if everyone said okay to this, and that's not true. And I think that basically the ethical question here is: do we need to do surveillance of all the citizens of the EU without any reason? So this is a basic ethical question here.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you mean by any reason? So for what reason do we have already surveillance, monitoring on in streets?
I mean, where does surveying people and doing video recordings make any sense, improve any situation? Nowhere.
No.
So actually, it doesn't help in any case. So what you're doing, I do not see the point where this will help the citizens.
I can give you a case. One month ago, I have been to a monitoring center in Warsaw, central monitoring center. There are about 30 people trying to follow every camera in the city. It is really practically impossible. After 1 hour, you are not capable to follow it.
But they have many helpers by the ICE system.
Well, this is a political discussion, but the question of index is... Yes.
Yeah, it's... But this project is political. It's a political project.
No, I think that some people try to make it political. I am not...
Yes, the citizens make this.
Two questions. Okay, can everyone shut up. And only speak if you have one of the microphones. This is either this, or this, or this. Okay? Or that one behind, but wait a second. Actually, it's your turn anyways.
Okay. I think actually you're quite good at obfuscating here, but you did not answer the initial question so far. What is it you're going to achieve with your project? Because all I've made some details be inaccurate or not, having drones flying around filming people, having their faces recognized and all that, I'm pretty sure in the light of the latest decisions of the Constitutional Court of Germany, if there would be any law implementing this later, it would be ripped to shreds by the Constitutional Court. And so what is the real purpose of this research if not implementing any of these structures, which most probably will not be on any legal base in the near future in Europe?
No,
so what are your intentions?
Even in the presentation, it was stated that there are plans to change the law in Great Britain, for instance, for Olympic Games.
Yeah, but you cannot change the law in Germany or, say, Romania when the Constitutional Court outlawed the whole principle already.
Obviously, application of any tool is dependent on local regulations or European regulations. I agree with you. But, for instance, in Northern Ireland, they are especially interested in drones.
Well, who is interested in drones?
PSNI, Police Service of Northern Ireland.
Not the citizens. Not the citizens, yes.
Are you citizens of Northern Ireland?
No, but I was born in Romania, so maybe it sounds about that.
Okay, I guess it is explanation.
Speak about.
Well, as I said, there are countries that that such tools could be implemented. Well, I don't deny that some regulations forbid usage of some parts of tools or tools in different countries in Europe. I agree.
You don't think you can install any of this in all of the European countries, which would be necessary?
Well, it can be implemented at least at some European countries, like in Northern Ireland, well, in United Kingdom.
So we're back in the political discussion then, who wants that?
Yeah.
I think it's a question to ask first before you start implementing those technologies.
Who wants that? Well, you will laugh again. In the case of drones, Police Service of Northern Ireland wants it.
One more question. We have a problem. We do not know if you hide something or not. We have documents like DO.5 of the ethical board. You write there that we need to hide stuff. Then we have the commission
of the EU. There the Commission answers, no, nothing is hidden. So, which is the right one?
Well, documents that should be public are public. So, no.
Which is the right answer? Is the EU Commission right, or is this right, what you are writing in your documents?
I don't see the contradiction. That means public documents are public. That's it. Well, I would like to underline that we are a research project. We are not politicians. We are technical people. And I'm not comfortable really answering questions concerning politics or policy.
The thing about the political discussion is this research will have a political impact. So I think we have to lead this political discussion. That's basically all I want to say.
Mm-hmm. I agree that it is a big issue for political discussions, but it should be discussed with European Commission, not with researchers, believe me. We are doing research which is interesting for us, and that can be useful, we believe, for some end users. That is not abstract research. I agree that there are issues to be discussed politically, but we are not the right target. And I feel like target now. Sorry.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. This discussion is a political discussion. It has to be held in Brussels or elsewhere on the political level, not with researchers. Yes. I think actually for us it's a waste of time to discuss with you, because that's the way these discussions always end up. I've had this before with some other researchers from INDECT, and in the end they just were saying, we are just doing research, we are not making political discussions about how and if this stuff will be used later, and if it's constitutional or whatever. I mean, they can't judge this. They're technicians. They're not constitutional lawyers. So in the end, actually, those guys, they were also from a Polish university, they said, well, but if you look at the Lord of the Rings, nobody was beating up the dwarves just because they made this ring, you know? It was pretty ironic, because at that moment, I've read that book a couple of times, and at that moment I realized the whole story of the Lord of the Rings is a story about how to get rid of a technology of control once it is already out there in the world. How to get rid of that. That's the story of the Lord of the Rings. But I think the discussion about INDECT we should be clear about what we want to achieve here. And that wasn't really clear from your last slides also. Do we want to kill the project? I think it's too late. They have the contracts with the Commission. They have employed people. They have a right to get their salary also next year, and so on and so on. Or do we want to use the project for a larger debate on the surveillance industrial complex and on the whole political question of where should EU taxpayers' money go in terms of research funding? And that's a much larger debate, and I think INDECT is just one hook to get
it's
there.
Only
but
one
we need to broaden it much further.
A big puzzle. Yes, we are a little bit helpless. At the moment, we are two persons in our group who concern INDECT, so we need some support.
There are other groups who have been working on this already. Yeah. The ACLU has published a report in 2004 on the surveillance industrial complex.
Yeah.
The State Watch has produced this really cool Neocornopticon report last year, and they have a blog on this. And there's a recent research paper from the European Parliament political division on the general direction of EU research funding in security politics and so on. So there's lots of people already active in this. At the moment, there's a written declaration going on in the European Parliament where people are asking for more information about INDECT. So it's not just the two of you. There are already many more people.
We are not
involved.
The only one in the world. This is true, but in our organization, we are at the moment too.
Well, just by the way, it makes me wondering why INDECT is such a target, because it's not the first time that there's presentation on INDECT and shooting at INDECT. There are 60 other projects. Well, I know that in Germany there are very interesting projects on the same in the same area, very close to INDECT, but it's only INDECT that's of interest. I don't know why.
No, that is not true. But
I think
it's
true.
We make the choice of INDECT because you combine a lot of surveillance technologies. So.
But there are other big projects, I assure you.
Okay. How do you ensure that the information that is being collected is not being abused, and what right do the people who have that information collected about them have to access their own data about them?
Well, it's a general question. You can ask it to any police services. How do you assure that, that the data you collect is not corrupted? We developed some tools for protecting privacy of information, like my colleague here, Avokorus, he's developing a very interesting tool for hiding faces of people in the recordings of CCTV cameras. That means operator would not see the face until something happens. Before then, he will not be able to recognize the face or see the face. It will be protected with watermarking, with keys that will be only used when really something dangerous happened. That means such information would not be corrupted but by an authorized person.
So you aren't identifying a singular person and following them around?
No, you don't need to identify person. You just identify the part of the picture where is a face, any face. And it is. This is hidden.
Then why do you have facial recognition?
For this purpose, we don't need to have. There are two things: recognition that there is a face, and the recognition that the face that is on the picture is the face that we are looking for. So there are two different things. I'm talking about the first one. That means recognizing that there is a face on the picture, and we are hiding and.
I have a comment to what you were saying and to the whole debate, because you come as a scientist and you claim, yeah, well, it's not a political issue which regards me because I'm a scientist, I'm only doing research. I totally disagree with this as a scientist.
I didn't say that.
Let's put it that way. You touch something which is absolutely personal information to someone. So how could you imagine just claiming, oh, well, I'm only doing research, that's political, you just go and check it with the European Parliament. That's totally unacceptable. You cannot just throw away that kind of responsibility.
No, the example that I have given is an example that we don't push the problem away.
You do. I mean, the all the time you were trying to push the thing like, okay, go and discuss this with the politicians because it's a political issue.
But you are talking to me, to projects, or to all the people who are involved in security research?
Well, I'm talking to you now because you are now here.
Okay, thank you.
It's not personal attack, but it's an attack from a scientist to a scientist, because you as a scientist, you claim that it's not your responsibility to do research on personal data.
No, we take it into consideration, but we are not in force to produce legal protection for...
I'm not talking about legal protection. I'm a medical scientist. What will happen if I'm making cancer research and I tell you, oh, well, you know, it's a political issue if someone dies. It's not my problem even if I conceive the treatment.
Well, we will,
it's exactly the same situation.
But I didn't say that it is not of interest to us. It is.
The topic is... Yeah, okay. I will just move on. So the other question is, nobody can... apparently decide whether the information is corrupted or not. So the duration of your research is 5 years. It will produce results or not, that's not very clear. apparently. But what will happen with all the personal data you have gathered during those 5 years?
We don't gather public information. We only gather, if we make trials, for instance, at our department. So everybody in our department signs agreement. I agree to use my face. I agree to use my matriculation pains. So we don't collect information about anybody from the street, only from people that we know and who agree to be a subject in the trial. They need to sign what we call informed consent. That means people are informed what the trial is about and they agree to be used to use their images, faces.
Well, the question was how many people that were.
First trials, about 30 people.
Okay, the discussion has kind of transcended into a discussion about responsibility of science, which wasn't really the goal of the talk,
I
guess.
I'm supposed to answer all these questions.
I guess, since we do have a few minutes left, I do not want to cut the talk off, so we do have two more questions, I think, and then we'll call it a day.
First, everyone, not only you, to feel free to be encouraged and make a talk probably next time about moral and ethics in science. Very interesting, of course, in that field. But I wanted just to ask, just between you and me, as you mentioned, there are other big projects we should more take care about. Could you name these, please?
Names? Fraunhofer Institute runs many. I have it in my laptop. So if you, I can show it to you. But, I don't want to give you another targets for shooting. There are such projects as Subito Adapt, names that I know. There are many other projects. They are public, so it is really not difficult. You go to the webpage of European Commission, go to the call related to security, you have all the information. That's it.
Last question.
I had to make clear two things. You differentiate between the project, the research project, and the actual implementation of the outcome of this project. Is that correct?
Yes. We need to make such differentiation.
So the goal of the research is to gather information from people who are consenting with it.
No.
Is the goal of the implementation of gathering data of people who do not consent with it?
No, the main objective of the project is to have working prototypes, not to gather information.
Yeah, but
it is not in. We even don't want to have information.
Yeah, that's true for the research project itself, but I'm wondering about the implementation. So, I think in your field of research, you should think about implementation as well.
Yes. I can give you an example of implementation. Where there are first trials now. What is, for instance, interesting for Polish police is child pornography or pedophilia, because you wouldn't laugh. It is a real problem in Poland. Maybe it's funny for you, not for many people in Poland. And what is being elaborated in project is tool for searching. Children pornography on people on discs of people who have already prosecutors accusations.
Yeah. Okay. Then another question: what is exactly your field of research in the project? That would be nice. Or are you a press contact? What exactly are you familiar with in the research of the project? What is your field of research?
I'm mostly related to cryptographic functions.
Okay. Just another question, a short one, just to make this clear as well. You are, or not exactly you, but the project itself is researching automated drones that have facial recognition and can or cannot
see whether or not this face is of a face of another picture, so they can differentiate persons. And is there a goal of a price for such drones?
Drones are used or are meant mainly for practical implementation to follow cars, because that's the interest of end user from Northern Ireland. Some maybe you are familiar with the fact or not, but there are still terrorist attacks in Belfast or in Northern Ireland, and quite often instead of capturing people who make such attacks in city, which could be dangerous, it is it is better to follow them until they are out of city. Just to, I don't know if it corresponds to your question. But we can talk after. Okay.
Thank you, Sylvia, and thank you, Mr. Jan de Gruch, I hope I pronounced it correctly, for providing a counterpoint. It seems like you two will be available for further questions in private, but it's your own choice, of course. Thank you for listening.